It is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. So get your Bibles and be ready and study with us. If you get your Bibles, turn to the book of Zephaniah. We're reading an introduction to the book of Zephaniah by James McGill. And we'll soon be through with that, but we'll still let him carry us in the outline form that he wrote through the very book of Zephaniah himself. And so you'll want to study that. There is a verse in Zephaniah that we were talking about when our class ended the last time. Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 9. For then will I turn to the peoples a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of Jehovah to serve him with one consent. And we were talking about that pure language, how that Paul in the New Testament says to hold fast to the form of sound words in 2 Timothy 1:13, and how Peter commanded, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 11. And yet how often today we hear such unscriptural expressions as join in the church, baptized by sprinkling, getting religion, taking the sacrament, presiding elder, Good Friday, our church, Church of Christ, and other denominations. We hear the preacher called the pastor, religious leaders addressed as reverend, father, and rabbi, and the first day of the week called the Christian Sabbath. None of that is in accord with the pure speech that we have in the New Testament with which we are to speak of such holy things. Now, we're going to continue with this study of Zephaniah in just a moment. Before we do, I want to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And as a guest teacher, we're being guided through the book of Zephaniah by James McGill. And the prophet Zephaniah, as all of these prophets, looked forward to a greater age to come, an age that is revealed to us in the New Testament, when Christ and his gospel is preached into all the world. And thus there's a missionary message of these minor prophets. James McGill wrote of this concerning Zephaniah under the title of the Gospel Age. Perhaps a number of verses in Zephaniah look even beyond the return from Babylonian captivity to an ultimate fulfillment in the Christian age. But the passage that seemed to look to the Gospel Age most clearly deals with God's interest in saving the Gentiles, not just in making them proselytes so that they may come to Jerusalem to worship. The prophet looks beyond the time when the law of Moses would be fulfilled. In its place would be a better covenant that would include people of every nation. There would no longer be a requirement that men come up to Jerusalem to worship. Zephaniah, looking forward to that age which began on the first Pentecost after the resurrection of Jesus, says, and all men shall worship him, every one from his place, even all the isles of the heathen. Zephaniah 2 and verse 11. Now, with that, I want us to look at the book of Zephaniah itself. And we're going to follow a reading of Zephaniah as we're guided by an outline that was given to us by James McGill in this little book, The Living Messages of the Old Testament. In a brief outline of this book, we're going to see that first, Jeremiah talks about the destruction to come on Jerusalem and Judah in chapter 1. Second, there's going to be an admonition to repentance in Zephaniah chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. And then he's going to speak on how the Gentile nations also will be punished in Zephaniah 2, 4 through 15. He'll talk about the condition of Jerusalem in Zephaniah 3, 1 through 7, and about a restoration after the return from captivity in Zephaniah 3, 8 through 20. So let's get into this book. He speaks about it beginning in Zephaniah chapter 1 and verse 1, where Zephaniah declares that he is speaking for God during the reign of Josiah. Here is his words. The word of Jehovah which came unto Zephaniah, the son of Cushiah, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Hezekiah, in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, the king in Judah. And then he talks about the destruction of Jerusalem and Judea. He writes in Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 2 through 13, I will utterly consume all things from off the face of the ground, saith Jehovah. I will consume man and beast. I will consume the birds of the heavens and the fishes of the sea and the stumbling blocks with the wicked. I will cut off man from off the face of the ground, saith Jehovah. And I will stretch out my hand upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And I will cut off the remnant of Baal from his place, and the name of the Chemarim with the priest, and them that worship the host of heaven upon the housetops, and them that worship, that swear to Jehovah, and swear by Malcolm, and them that are turned back from following Jehovah, and those that have not sought Jehovah, nor inquired after him. Zephaniah chapter 1 and verse 7. Hold thy peace at the presence of the Lord Jehovah, for the day of Jehovah is at hand. For Jehovah hath prepared a sacrifice. He hath consecrated his guest. And it shall come to pass in the day of Jehovah's sacrifice that I will punish the princes and the king's sons and all that are clothed in foreign apparel. And in that day I will punish all those that leap over the threshold, that fill their master's house with violence and deceit. And in that day, saith Jehovah, there shall be the noise of a cry from the fish gate, and a wailing from the second quarter, and a great crashing from the hills. Wail, ye inhabitants of Maktish, for all the people of Canaan are undone, and they that were laden with silver are cut off. And it shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and I will punish the men that are settled on their lees, that say in their heart, Jehovah will not do good, neither will he do evil. And their wealth shall become a spoil, and their houses a desolation. Yea, they shall build houses, but shall not inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards, but they shall not drink the wine thereof. Zephaniah is going to continue this, letting them know that the great day of the Lord is near. In Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 14 through 18, the great day of Jehovah is near. It is near and hasteneth greatly. Even the voice of the day of Jehovah, the mighty man crieth bitterly. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of the trumpet and the alarm against the fortified cities, against the high battlements. And I will bring distress upon them, and they shall walk like blind men, because they have sinned against Jehovah, and their blood shall be poured out as dust, and their flesh as dung. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of Jehovah's wrath, but the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy, for he will make an end, yea, a terrible end of all them that dwell in the land. As we come to Zephaniah chapter 2, he begins with an admonition to repentance. And he tells them that this repentance must occur soon, and that only the meek and the righteous will be spared. In Zephaniah 2, verses 1 through 3, gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together, O nation that hath no shame. Before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of Jehovah come upon you, before the day of Jehovah's anger come upon you, seek ye Jehovah, all ye meek of the earth, that have kept his ordinances, seek righteousness, seek meekness, that it may be well, that it may be ye will be hid in the day of Jehovah's anger. Now we're going to read about how the Gentile nations are to be punished. We begin with Philistia in Zephaniah 2, 4 through 17. As for Gaza shall be forsaken, and Ashkelon a desolation. They shall drive out Ashdod as at noonday, and Ekron shall be rooted up. Woe unto the inhabitants of the seacoast, the nation of the Cherethites. The word of Jehovah is against you, O Canaan, the land of the Philistines. I will destroy thee, that there shall be no inhabitant, and the seacoast shall be pastures with cottages for shepherds and folds for flocks, and the coast shall be for the remnant of the house of Judah, and they shall feed their flocks thereon. In the houses of Ashkelon shall they lie down in the evening, for Jehovah their God will visit them and bring back their captivity. And then we read about the Ethiopians that will be slain. Well, next we read about the Moab and Ammon, and how they will be as Sodom and Gomorrah. This is Zephaniah chapter 2, verses 8 through 12. I have heard the reproach of Moab, and the revelings of the children of Ammon, wherewith they have reproached my people, and magnified themselves against their border. Therefore, as I live, saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, surely Moab shall be as Sodom, and the children of Ammon as Gomorrah, a possession of nettles and salt pits, and a perpetual desolation. The residue of my people shall make a prey of them, and the remnant of my nation shall inherit them. This shall they have for their pride, because they have reproached and magnified themselves against the people of Jehovah of hosts. Jehovah will be terrible unto them, for he will famish all the gods of the earth, and men shall worship him, every one from his place, even all the isles of the nations. And then we read that the Ethiopians will be slain. For he says in Zephaniah chapter 2 and verse 12, ye Ethiopians also, ye shall be slain by the sword, and then Nineveh will be desolate. And he will stretch out his hand against the north, and destroy Assyria, and make Nineveh a desolation, and dry like the wilderness, and herds shall lie down in the midst of her, all the beasts of the nations, both the pelican and the porcupine shall lodge in the capitals thereof. Their voice shall sing in the windows. Desolation shall be on the thresholds, for he hath laid bare the cedar work. This is the joyous city that dwelt carelessly, that said in her heart, I am, and there is none beside me. How is she become a desolation, a place for beasts to lie down in? Every one that passeth by her shall hiss and wag his hand. In our next class, we're going to begin in the book of Zephaniah, chapter 3. And you might want to mark that in your book. Then he's going to describe the condition of Jerusalem. And it is filthy and disobedient. But at the end, he's going to talk about the restoration after the return from captivity, where pride and haughtiness will no longer exist. And this return